Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This morning on the third hour of Today, Tay-Day, Taylor Swift releasing a surprise double album overnight.
I thought it was life-changing.
Fans staying up all night combing through for clues about her love life and what else she's revealing in these new lyrics. Plus, Indiana fever is growing. The Caitlin Clark effect now on full display. Ticket prices soaring, record jersey sales, and a huge new shoe deal. And her fan base only growing ahead of her first pro game, and we got you covered. Then George the Rescue, George Oliphant helping a beloved musician jazz up her historic house. Wait till you see how he transformed the space. Plus, Superfood Friday, Joy Bauer's secret recipe to help us all stress less. Today, Friday, April 19th, 2024.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the third hour of Today. I'm Al, along with Dylan and Chanel.
Good morning.
Craig
good
is
morning.
Off, but we always have to wish you a happy Friday.
And
it's even bigger, more yay, because Chanel, it is your birthday.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you, guys. Yay. You like and you spelled my name right.
That's right.
You.
Happy birthday, Chanel. I actually asked Katie Stilo to put on their brown sugar. High school nickname. But she went with
Craig's that. Not here. Brown sugar, right? There you go. That's thank cool. you, guys. You guys
happy
are my gift.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
What are you doing for your
thank you.
Day?
Uche said to clear the afternoon and the evening.
All right.
And he pulled the boys out of soccer, which never happens. So.
Yeah. So it's
we'll see what happens.
So maybe he's taking them all away and just letting you have
well,
the
well, there could be that.
Shot.
And I'm in the house like, hi, me.
There's nothing
all right. Well, thank you. For Taylor.
And you know what we did
what?
For your birthday?
What?
We had Taylor Swift dropped a double album.
Thank you, Taylor. Listen, that album, it's almost like a coffee table book or yes. like albums from back in the day,
that's right?
Right. It's substantial. Mm-hmm. All right. It feels like Christmas morning for so many after the pop superstar dropped this huge surprise overnight, a special double album with hours of new music. Our resident Taylor Swift correspondent, Emily Akeda, has been deep in a listening marathon. That's a fair way to put it, listening marathon.
Yes, it's been a demanding beat. Happy birthday to you,
thank
Chanel.
You.
But it also, I will say, it kind of feels like my birthday because I got the gift of 31 songs and Swifties all over the country as well. When Taylor Swift first announced her new album at the Grammys this year, she held up a peace sign. But if we know one thing about Taylor, it's that she loves hiding clues in plain sight, and that peace sign could also be seen as possibly a number two, symbolizing this unexpected double album with a hefty 31 song count for ecstatic fans.
This morning, Taylor Swift fans are dropping everything now after a shocking 2 a.m. surprise.
We're drained, but we're going to power through.
Just hours ago, Taylor posted a new cover of the Tortured Poets Department, revealing a secret double album of 31 songs. Writing in part, "I'd written so much tortured poetry in the past 2 years and wanted to share it all with you." Adding, "And now the story isn't mine anymore. It's all yours." Her 11th studio album includes the lead single Fortnite featuring Post Malone, the singer sharing a teaser of the song's new music video ahead of its debut. Taylor also sharing her thoughts about the album in a social media post overnight, describing it as an anthology that was both sensational and sorrowful in equal measure, adding, "This period of the author's life is now over, the chapter closed and boarded up." Swifties loving the new record already. Superfans stayed up late for a first listen. Students taking a Taylor Swift course at Harvard that we visited earlier this year, meeting up at midnight for a listening session.
I thought it was life-changing.
It's all Taylor, all the time on SiriusXM's Channel 13, which plans to play her new music through the weekend. And overnight, iHeartRadio sharing special messages from the musical mastermind herself. Taylor discussing the inspiration behind Florida, her collab with Florence and the Machine. After a week of interactive installations and Easter eggs that fueled excitement, The big drop comes amid what's already been a bejeweled year for the 14-time Grammy winner, including her hugely successful Eras Tour. The new track, The Alchemy, is filled with football references, perhaps a nod to a very special person in Swift's life that got a sneak peek of her latest album, boyfriend and Kansas City Chiefs star Travis Kelce.
And it is unbelievable. I can't wait for her to shake up the world when it finally drops.
And that's just what Taylor is doing with the Tortured Poets Department.
And the release of Taylor Swift's last album, Midnight, shattered records on Spotify and Apple Music. So the question now is, can she outdo herself? Already the Tortured Poets Department broke Spotify's record for pre-save. So things are looking good for this album. Which, by the way, we also got our first behind-the-scenes picture, or at least it seems like a behind-the-scenes picture from one of the musicians you work with, Erin Dessner. That's her in the studio. She's worked on this album, they say, for more than 2 years.
Really?
I just don't know how she finds time for all this. With the tour, with the new boyfriend, who's not as new anymore, but it's just like with everything,
there's so much on her plate. I wonder how are you writing 31 songs and recording them?
When you do what you love, you find the time to
do it. That's
true.
Stuff. That's a good point.
When you do what you love, it flows.
It flows. Yes.
I will say, although I was a little the album itself, I mean, downloading is one thing, but the physical album, that Target thing with the clear vinyl, that's pretty cool.
That was really cool.
Pretty
cool.
Yeah. Sets the bar again. Everybody's just raising the bar all over the place. Emily, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, well, now to another woman at the top of her game, basketball superstar Caitlin Clark. She shattered just about every record possible during her historic run with the Iowa Hawkeyes, and now Clark is bringing that magic to Indiana, where she's beginning the next chapter of her career with the WNBA. NBC's Stephanie Gosk has more on that. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, guys. Good morning. You know, it's been a big week for Caitlin Clark, starting here in New York, where she was, of course, the number one pick at this year's draft. Then it was off to Indianapolis for her debut appearance with the Indiana Fever. And her first pro game is coming up fast.
After a year for the record books, Caitlin Clark is just days into her new chapter in the pros with the Indiana Fever. And her star power is undeniable. The 22-year-old receiving a hero's welcome in Indianapolis.
I can't think of a better place for myself to start my career.
And making a splash on major sports airwaves.
I think I'll be like moving here in like a week.
Country superstar Tim McGraw rocking Clark's New Jersey at a sold-out concert in Indianapolis overnight. And her massive fan base only getting bigger after this awkward moment Wednesday with a local reporter who made her signature heart gesture.
Here. I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be get along just fine.
Immediately jumping to her defense online while the reporter later apologized for his behavior. Clark's legions of fans are also rallying around the player amid a growing debate about her new salary, saying she deserves much more than her rookie payout. It all comes as America's favorite new superstar is continuing to break barriers. A record 2.45 million viewers tuned into this year's WNBA draft, featuring Clark as the number one pick. The new number 22 jersey has already become the top-selling jersey ever for a draft pick. Average ticket prices for Fever games have nearly tripled since last season.
There are other teams that are moving their venues so that people can come and watch you play.
Yeah, I think it's cool for women's basketball. Playing on the professional level is a whole different deal, but a crowd is not anything I've ever shied away from.
Now with crowds watching her every move, Clark is set to ink a major new endorsement deal. According to The Athletic, she's nearing an eight-figure contract with Nike that includes her own signature shoe. The lucrative deal all just a part of the growing Clark effect.
I want to be like her when I'm older.
As the young phenom continues to usher in a new era for women's basketball.
The more people we can bring into the league will only help the league to grow.
So as I mentioned, you know, the Caitlin Clark effect is leading to some venue changes to accommodate these unprecedented demand for tickets. The Washington Mystics are the latest team to announce they're moving from their home arena to a venue nearly four times the size, guys, that 20,000 people can fit in that stadium. So maybe that stays and that stakes.
I was gonna
people
say,
keep buying
maybe a rising tide floats all boats.
That's amen. Yeah.
Look at your things never been said.
A little weather thing.
No, but that to me is the goal, right? Like you take this and we all just move the needle forward.
And even if the Fever diminishes a little bit, it's going to maintain its height to a certain degree.
Now, you mean the basketball fever or the Indiana fever?
The Indiana fever. It's all everyone's feeling feverish these days.
I got a fever. The only cowbell can hear.
Only a cow. Thank you, Stephanie. All right. Up next, does your medicine cabinet need a refresh? We're going to break down the essentials to keep in stock and better ways to store what you have. And then later, our friend George Oliphant is here with a touching home renovation story, giving a popular jazz performer a helping hand. Wait until you see her reaction. It was a good one. We'll be right back. This morning on Today's Health, it's National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day. It is important to store our medicine safely, as we all know, and to know when to toss anything that's expired or gone bad. So we brought in Dr. Jen Cottle, family medicine physician and associate professor at Rowan University, with a reminder for all of us. Dr. Cottle, good morning to you.
Good to see you.
So let's dig right in here. First of all, we're going to start cleaning. What do we need to check for just right out of the gate?
Okay, first thing you want to make sure is check your medicines about every 3 to 6 months. Make sure that they have not gone bad, but also check for things like change in color, a change in odor, or a change in consistency. Things like with gels or liquids. If they any of this has happened, get rid of it.
Okay, and let's talk about expiration dates. I've always wondered, let's say Tylenol.
Yes.
Like how many months off? How many? You know, how long can you push it?
So this is the thing. I don't recommend pushing it at
at all.
I don't.
A couple months?
I don't get you. This is why. Because I can't, you know, the FDA with the expiration date is guaranteeing that under ideal circumstances, that medicine is safe and effective up to that date. After that date, we can't say. So it could become less effective. Okay. You might actually be at risk for the medicine becoming bacterial contaminated. Could lead to illness. There could be risks. So,
it's just not even worth it.
It's not worth it.
Run to the pharmacy and get a new one.
That's right.
So when we do know it's time to discard some of these medications, do you like give them back to the doctor? Can you just toss them in the trash?
I love that. Okay. You can give them back to your pharmacist. Many pharmacists will take them back. There are also national drug take back days. But for many medications that are able to be thrown away, you mix your medications with an undesirable substance like dirt or coffee grounds, put it in a plastic bag, throw that bag away in the trash, and then you also want to mark out your name and information on the pill bottle. Okay.
Okay.
And some drugs actually can be flushed, by the way. There are some drugs that are safer to be flushed than they are to be thrown in the trash. You can check the FDA list for that. Yes.
Okay. And then you say repurpose the bottles.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love repurposing bottles. So these are actually some of my medicine bottles. You see, you just cross out your name. Okay. For example, this is one we got here.
Just for privacy, right?
Yeah. I literally use these for toothbrushes. This is, I keep paper clips in these bottles. We got bobby pins too. Reuse them. Don't just throw them out. And also, I actually found a great way to remove the label so it doesn't get all messy. Get a hair dryer. A blow dryer. Blow dry
just
that label.
That glue
and
a
it can
bit.
Melt it right off.
That's perfect.
I know. I love it.
Okay.
Love
so
it.
When it comes to storage, where is the proper place to store?
It is not in your medicine cabinet. In the bathroom. There's humidity. There is heat. There is moisture. It can make your meds go bad. So, you want to keep your medications in the original containers. Don't take the meds out of the bottles because that keeps them safe. Keeps kids, babies, dogs out of them, pets, etc. Keep them locked away because, again, you want them safe. Keep them in a cool place. So that means like in a container. We have actually this is a great example of a container that we have here. Keep it in a closet. You can keep it in the kitchen just away from heat and away from water, but not the medicine cabinet and not in the bathroom.
The worst place to keep
Yes, okay. Not good.
Doctor, go ahead.
Yeah, no, this is what I was going to say because this I like this container a lot.
So you got everything you need.
Yes.
In fact, we've got I've got stuff for like stomach and stuff. I've got others for pains, aches and pains.
Oh, you keep
and
them organized.
Yeah, I keep
by
them organized
container.
In these up on the top shelf in my pantry.
Oh my gosh, you're like the rock star.
I've got time. I've got no kids at home. I got all the time in the world. I got a time machine.
I love that.
Okay, so what are some of the things we need to have in our supplies?
Yes. Okay. So I love these items just for having at home. Acetaminophen, also known as Tylenol, ibuprofen. You may know that as Motrin, etc. Diphenhydramine. This is like Benadryl, basically.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's what that is. So if you got an allergic reaction, itching, hydrocortisone cream, that's like a cortisone cream. Good for itching. Calamine lotion, good for poison ivy. Petroleum jelly, good for so many things.
Right.
And then saline solution is great for washing things out, like if you get a cut or something.
And then some medical supplies.
Yeah, okay, so I love this. You got to have a thermometer, okay?
Right.
I didn't have one for years, and I'm a doctor. It's not a good thing.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Digital thermometer. Tweezers, if you got to pull something out of a cut.
Okay,
I know it's unexpected, but this is the thing. I'm a family doctor. If a patient is calling me saying they got a rash or a lesion, I want to know how big it is.
Oh, wow.
So if you don't, if you're not able to estimate size, okay, get a tape measure. We got our Band-Aid, some gauze, and let's see here. Oh, this is something I think every household should have.
Pill splitter?
Pill cutter, yes. Yeah, because if you have to cut pills, doing it this way is the best.
And a cold pack?
Cold packs is great, and then we've got lots of creams and ointments. Oh, so many good things. Wow. So many good things.
Dr. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, coming up, George Oliphant is known for his amazing home renovations, and this next one is extra emotional for a beloved music teacher in need of a little help with her historic house. And later, sneaker styles to complete every outfit, from slip-ons to sparkles, a little something for everyone when we come right back.
Those are cute.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back with our series, The Upside, and our friend George Oliphant, his home renovation series, George to the Rescue, never fails to give us all the feels.
Sorry. In a new episode, George helps blues and jazz singer Antoinette Montague, who's been living with an autoimmune disease for years in her New Jersey home that dates back to the 1890s, as you might imagine, was in need of a major renovation.
And that, of course, is where George comes in. Take a look.
I am an American blues and jazz singer.
Music has been Antoinette Montague's lifelong passion. While performing on stage, she saw a need in her community and started the nonprofit Jazz Woman to the Rescue in 2012, a program providing musical education. Jazz
Woman! I have a passion for teaching music. You'd be amazed at how many people that really are not hip to the history of the music of this country.
10 years ago, Antoinette was diagnosed with lupus, an autoimmune disease that caused her difficulty breathing in certain temperatures, which meant she couldn't sleep in her own bedroom.
With lupus, it feels like my bones are icy metal, and so to be in their bedroom overnight is just absolutely unacceptable.
George Oliphant, contractor and host of George to the Rescue, heard about Antoinette's story and signed up for this special renovation gig.
Hey!
George begins by bringing friend and architectural designer James Stanley into Antoinette's 1800s row house.
Whoa. This bathroom is a mess. That thing needs to get gutted and start from scratch. We got guys everywhere. Ladders, people are up on the ceiling, running wires, putting in lights.
And now, time to introduce Antoinette to her home fit for a jazz queen.
I cannot wait to show you what we did. Whoa.
Are you kidding me? The main bedroom was just too drafty. And today, welcome back home to your bedroom. Whoa!
We had to renovate the bathroom. You ready to see it?
Yeah, I'm ready to see it. Oh my gosh, is this the chilliest place on the planet Earth?
1000%.
Thank you.
Wow!
Antoinette, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, wow.
So moments,
fun.
As we say in jazz. Happy Jazz Appreciation
Month. Oh, it is Happy Jazz Appreciation Month, which is why I'm so happy we're doing this now. And it was actually through the Jazz Foundation of America that you found Miss Antoinette here.
Yes. No, we always love to highlight and showcase nonprofits. And when we heard about the Jazz Foundation, really about Antoinette Montague and how she is a music ambassador, not just for the Jazz Foundation, but for so many different mm-hmm. groups. And then that she has this alter ego as Jazz Woman to the Rescue. I was like, all right, where
this
do
is a match made in
let's
heaven.
Go meet her. So we went over to the great city of Newark and knocked on her door and the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah.
And well, Antoinette, as we heard, you know, this autoimmune disease, I mean, with lupus, how has this transformation helped you in what you have to do, both as a singer and as a somebody who helps others?
It's spiritual. Mm. You know, we all are, especially post all of these interesting occurrences that have happened in our lives, need a lift to encourage others. And if your job is to encourage people to sing to the public or bring joy, music and art, jazz and blues especially, build the muscle for the soul. And so here we are doing our job in this universe to make a difference in our own lives first, mm-hmm. because you can't lift somebody else unless you lift yourself. So George Oliphant gives me a beautiful awakening every morning. Aww. He gave me a bedroom that I could not really even utilize.
Can we look at that bedroom again? Can we see it?
You could definitely
look at
that.
Look at this. George, tell us about this. George, let's do the bedroom and then the bathroom. Look at that.
You see that
picture? And that portrait is gorgeous.
Oh, they did that too?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I got to give credit to James Stanley. He was the man, literally, the wind beneath my wings. He came in with his team, designer, contractor, everything, and he had a vision for what we were going to do for Antoinette, and I was like, I'm not even going to fiddle
look
with it.
That.
Let's just go.
There's the portrait.
At that.
Wow.
And we wanted to get her back into her bedroom. She wasn't sleeping in her bedroom because it was too cold. So first we had to deal with, like, why was it too cold? Windows, heat. We made sure that was good. And then, of course, all of the design aesthetics. And we wanted to give her, like, wanted her always to return to a beautiful hotel suite, even in
Oh, and your bathroom is a hotel bathroom.
I love that picture of you in the tub.
I'm a 2-year-old. You can't take that from me. I'm going to have fun because we're alive.
Amen.
And by the way, you're here on NBC. Can you show us your cape?
Look your peacock.
She's a peacock.
Yay.
Right here.
For
love
the
that.
Here we are.
That's amazing. And congratulations.
Oh, did you say happy birthday to you, too.
Oh, God, thank you both. You. George the Rescue airs tomorrow.
Oh, come on.
Check your local listings. Wow. All episodes are on Peacock.
George, absolutely. You are an earth angel.
Oh, he is an earth angel.
Us.
And
coming up,
affordable,
comfortable sneakers to wear on the go. We got stylish picks for men and women. Third hour of today. We'll be right back.
Wow.
She never does have to do it.
Oh, my gosh. All right, I'm distracted by this.
It's your birthday, you do what you want.
I know, I'm just in my own little head. Sneakers, whether you're dressed up or dressed down, we have some styles to complement any outfit.
That's right, and you'll never have to take a break or a sweat, because here are some great picks with affordable lifestyle expert Patrice J.
Good morning.
Patrice, good to see you.
Great to see you.
All right, so the big deal right now, the slip-ins. You don't forget about
slip-ins.
Bending down.
Yes. Nice and easy, no laces. So Toms, of course, we know the brand.
Oh, sure.
Love the brand. These come in a ton of different colors. You've got your suede, but also like the metallic in the back as well. They are dressed up. And these might not look like slip-ons. I mean, you have laces here, but they actually have a push-down heel.
Oh.
Then you collective. Oh. So you just slip your heel right into them.
Right.
The laces stay intact, really comfortable. This is a brand called Kizik.
So
this doesn't
men,
ruin
women,
the shoe.
Yeah, men and women. Yeah, okay. And it doesn't ruin the shoe. So you just slip your foot right on it.
Right. Those for little boys.
All right. Okay, spin us. Yeah. Here we go.
I'm spinning. Next week, we have retro.
Retro.
Walk to it.
Yes, retro.
It comes into us.
Does it?
Yeah.
It takes too long.
Okay.
All right, we're spinning. These are cute.
We're flexible.
Retro. These are fun.
Retro. The Y2K trend. Of course, New Balance, they come in a different like colors, color blocking as well.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, these right here, Saucony, if you want to make a statement, These are bright. These are colorful. Mm-hmm. These are fun as well. They come in like almost a dozen colors and mm-hmm. really throwback vibe.
Yeah. I really like these.
Yeah, right? These are really
these are just really
retro.
Classic.
I'm like, what's the best way to keep them clean? I feel like you get these and
don't
you
wear
do.
Them.
Well, I know.
Some people do that. They don't wear them. But also, I say spot clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you as know you go.
Exactly. Okay. Because after a while, they just get so dirty, and after a while, you can't really do too much with it. So spot clean as you go.
Okay. Okay. Spin us. Yeah,
let's spin us around. Spring break going on across the country. I love.
Yes.
I mean, when you're traveling, it's really helpful to have a comfortable pair of walking shoes.
You do. You need something that's travel ready, and that's what these shoes are right here. So Crocs, of course. We love our Crocs.
Oh, these are Crocs.
These are Crocs. They don't
really?
Just come. See, I'm wowing you again.
Super light.
These are Crocs.
All
lightweight.
These?
Well, just these right here.
Oh.
So they have mesh breathable material. I am obsessed with their sneakers. They have a great insole with them. These are like the shoes you want to wear. Very travel ready as well.
Now what about these? What
so these are aerosoles.
Oh.
These have a slight built-in wedge to them as well. Exactly. Like you said, very comfortable. But these have a slight wedge, but they're still lightweight enough because some wedges feel really heavy and crazy and bulky.
They feel clunky.
Yeah,
these almost
clunky.
Have like an espadrille look to them.
It kind of is.
They're
yeah.
really cute.
So you can pretty much wear that with everything.
One more spin.
This is my favorite.
Metallic. This is the Showstopper, which we absolutely love.
Wait, we're coming.
I know we're coming.
There's a camera. We gotta wait for it to get here. All right, there.
So metallic. All right, so this is the brand Jibs, and I know some people may think gold is a little too much for them, but we love gold. It's a neutral that you can wear with everything.
Yeah.
The silver as well. This is all handmade leather.
Really?
Still affordable.
Super soft.
Yeah, very soft. So this is great.
This is great for the summer because it's like perfect.
Exactly. It's breathable as well.
You're wearing
these. So these shoes.
Yeah. And it's got a cork insole.
It does. Cork insole. This is a shoe that you definitely want to wear. Like, it's trendy, but also super comfortable and functional. And of course, last but not least,
these are you, Chanel.
I know. I have like two pair of
them. Wow.
Rhinestones, studs. This is when you really want to make a statement, but still be comfortable in your sneakers. I'm wearing these now. I've been wearing them for the past 2 days.
You're so America, love your shoes.
I know. I'm
they're
like,
so cute. Aren't they cute?
They're really comfortable.
I was saying,
though,
when I cover the Kentucky Derby, I wear the big hats and the dresses, but I want to wear sneakers because I walk around
a lot. Yeah, because it's wet.
Yes.
You can do that.
So something like this.
And really comfortable. Yeah.
Patrice, these are a home run.
They're
Thank
good.
You so much.
Thank you.
For more on these products, go to today.com/shop.
All right, coming up, it is Superfood Friday, and Joy Bauer is here with a superfood quiz all about foods that may actually help us stress less. We'll be right back.
It is Superfood Friday, and in honor of April being Stress Awareness Month, we are going to test our knowledge on foods that can help relieve stress and boost our mood. So joining us now is our quiz master, today nutrition and health expert, Joy Bauer. Good morning to
the
you.
Good morning.
I like that.
I like that. And so this is going to give Chanel and Dylan another chance to try to beat the nutrition master.
Are you the nutrition
Which
master?
Which is out.
No, I am the gatekeeper. Oh, Ghostbusters thing.
And I'm rooting for Chanel since it's your birthday.
Okay, thank you. I'll try.
Okay. So the way it's going to work is I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to give you a few multiple choice answers. Mm-hmm. Wait until I finish the three options.
Wait until she finishes.
Yes. Okay. And then if you think you know the answer, hit that buzzer and we'll see if you're right.
Okay.
So the first question, you have an important morning presentation and you're feeling tense. Which breakfast can help you relax? Toast with jam, scrambled eggs with cheese, or Greek yogurt with berries? Dylan?
I'm going to go with Greek yogurt and berries.
And you would win!
Oh, yes!
And so here's why. The Greek yogurt is packed with protein, and the berries are rich in fiber. And that's the winning combination, protein plus fiber, that helps to steady your blood sugar and sort of fosters feelings of calm and clarity.
That's really good
nice.
Right?
To know.
So I want to show you a fun variation on that. So this is my PB berry and breakfast bowl. I have Greek yogurt in the center for the protein, berries for the fiber around it. I melt a tablespoon of peanut butter. You drip it over the top. You garnish it with some chopped nuts. And I'm telling you guys, it's simple. It's scrumptious.
That looks great.
That looks delicious.
And it will enable you to crush your morning routine.
Okay.
Truly.
Nice.
Truly.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Second option. Second question. When making a salad, which food should you toss in to boost your serotonin production? Is it cucumbers, chickpeas, or mushrooms?
I'm going to go with chickpeas.
And you would have it right.
Oh. Yay.
So nothing against the other vegetables. They're all winners. Mm-hmm. But chickpeas hits the trifecta. So first, it has the amino acid called tryptophan, which is key in producing serotonin, which is the feel-good chemical in our brain. Next, it's a slow burn carb, which means it doesn't spike your blood sugars. It keeps your blood sugars nice and steady because you digest it slowly. Mm-hmm. And so the third thing is it's rich in a B vitamin called folate, which is a mood regulator.
Is that why hummus is so good for you?
Hummus is great for you. Mm. Anything that you add chickpeas into, I think hummus is probably the most well-known yes. way to eat chickpeas. But I'm going to show you a Mediterranean quinoa salad Ooh. That is super yummy. So this is layers and layers of beautiful vegetables, but you see that there's a can of chickpeas in there. And then I just toss it. I'm adding a lemon vinaigrette, but really any dressing will work. And then you can bring it over the top with a little bit of feta.
That's great.
It's
Yum.
Really delicious.
That looks
yeah.
good. Okay.
So we'll have all these recipes on the website afterwards.
Yum. Okay.
So question three, which drink can soothe your nerves after a stressful day at work? Green tea, hot chocolate, or chamomile tea? Chanel?
I'm going to say chamomile tea.
And the birthday girl is right.
Oh, yay! Yes. I mean, it soothes me.
So chamomile is super interesting. It has active properties that can help to relieve muscle tension and reduce anxiety and irritability. And they make the tea from the dry flower leaves, which also have antioxidants and anti-inflammatory properties, aside from being able to reduce anxiety. Mm. So I have
no
sort of...
caffeine?
And it's naturally caffeine-free, so you can drink it to relax at any point during the day, even close to bed. So what I like to make is an orange chamomile. I call it anxiety. Ooh. And it's just a chamomile bag that I steep for about 4 to 5 minutes because you really want those properties to get in there. I squeeze in a little bit of the juice from an orange because vitamin C can also help with reducing anxiety.
Okay. Cool.
So that's pretty interesting. That's an easy one. Yeah.
We're out of time.
So but it goes. The winner goes to Chanel.
Oh, okay.
It's her birthday.
It was kind of a tie. Yeah. We'll take it. Yes. We did a good job today.
Yeah.
We did.
Well
done. You guys are getting smarter and smarter.
Because of
I'm going to have to get trickier and trickier.
If you want these recipes, which look delicious, just head to today.com/food. We'll be right back.
Did you do a good job, Mom and Dad?
All right, next on the third hour today, we are going to get energized with a joyful dance-inspired workout.
Coming up next on Hoda and Jenna, Orlando Bloom with a peek at his Wild New Peacock series.
I think Anne's mom left her purse.
Ah!
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye. Happy birthday, Chanel.
Thank you.
There you go.
So funny.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow and Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner, too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.